At the foot of the Vitosha Mountain sits Bulgaria's capital city, Sofia, dating to the 5th century BC. Bulgaria is a Balkan nation with diverse terrain encompassing Black Sea coastline, a mountainous interior and rivers, including the Danube, and a cultural melting pot with Greek, Slavic, Ottoman, and Persian influences, with a rich heritage of traditional dance, music, and costumes. The Thracians were a group of Indo-European, or Aryan, tribes inhabiting a large area in eastern and southeastern Europe. They spoke the Thracian language, part of the Indo-European language family, and in the Iliad, they are described as allies of the Trojans in the Trojan War against the ancient Greeks. In Greek mythology, Thrax was regarded as one of the reputed sons of the god Ares. Euripides mentions that one of the names of Ares himself was Thrax, since he was regarded as the patron of Thrace. His golden shield was kept in his temple at Bistonia in Thrace. In the absence of written historical records, the origins of the Thracians remain obscure, with the current consensus being that a proto-Thracian people developed from a mixture of indigenous people and Indo-Europeans or Aryans from the time of Proto-Indo-European expansion and invasions in the early Bronze Age, around 1500 BC. During the Iron Age, around 1000 BC, Dacians and Thracians began developing from these Proto-Thracians. There were about 200 Thracian tribes, with the strong Dacian state appearing in the 1st century BC, including the Illyrians, who inhabited part of the western Balkans, which came to be known as Illyria to Greek and Roman authors, who identified a territory that corresponds to Croatia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Slovenia, Montenegro, Kosovo, part of Serbia, and most of central and northern Albania. That said, the Illyrian tribes never collectively regarded themselves as Illyrians. In later Greek mythology, Illyrius was the son of Cadmus and Harmonia, who eventually ruled Illyria and became the ancestor of the whole of what we now call the Illyrian people. A later version of this mythic genealogy gives as parents Polyphemus and Galatea, who gave birth to Celtus and Gallus, and Illyrius, three brothers, progenitors, respectively, of Celts, Galatians, or Gauls, and Illyrians. The Kurgan hypothesis, or steep theory, is the most widely accepted proposal to identify the Proto-Indo-European homeland from which the Indo-European languages spread out throughout Europe, Eurasia, and parts of Asia.
These are the Thracians, the most multitudinous people in antiquity after the Indians, as Herodotus, the father of history, testified. Their land was named after the legendary nymph Thrace, a healer and a prophet. One of the most popular heroes in the world was the gladiator Spartacus, from the Thracian tribe Meidi, leader of the biggest slave rebellion in the Roman Empire. Orpheus, the most famous musician, healer, and philosopher in the ancient world, was also a Thracian. He was born in the Rhodopes, where the mythological story with his wife Eurydice, whom he followed in the underworld, also originally came from. Probably his grave is in the Rhodopes too. Traces from the mythical hero lead to Tatul, a Thracian sanctuary. In the nearby sacred Thracian city of Perperikon, archaeologists are searching for Dionysius' temple, which was famed in antiquity. According to Herodotus, this god is also of Thracian origin, and his temple in the Rhodopes was as popular as the one of Apollo in Delphi. The Thracian king Teres I, who ruled at the end of the 6th century BC, managed to unite part of the Thracian tribes in the mighty Odrysian kingdom. Nevertheless, the Thracians never did stand together, and were never completely united. Soon after the 1st century AD, the Thracian lands were conquered by the Romans. Over the centuries, their tribes were assimilated by the new conquerors and the invading tribes, among which were the Slavic peoples and the Bulgars. Presently, the Thracian civilization does not stop surprising us with its treasures, gradually revealing its secrets. This land is a cradle of the old European culture, developed here millennia before the creation of the Mesopotamian civilizations and those along the Nile. This has been proved by the most ancient gold in the world, from the Varna Chalcolithic necropolis and the treasure from the village of Hotnitsa. The Varna treasure also accounts for the biggest quantity of ancient gold from the 5th millennium BC, consisting of more than 3,000 pieces. Amazing artifacts from the Thracian times have been preserved in the Valley of the Thracian Kings near Kazanluk. The astounding Thracian tomb of Kazanluk is located there. It is one of the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Its worldly significance is based on the remarkable murals, the best preserved paintings from the early Hellenistic age in Bulgaria. Notably, the murals in the Alexandrovo tomb near Haskovo are also well preserved. They represent the Thracian religious rituals, cults, imagination, lifestyle, and clothing. In the royal tomb near Sveshtare village, another UNESCO object in Bulgaria, we can witness the sculptural artistry of the Thracians. Its inner room is decorated with female figures standing in a line. In the Iliad, Homer wrote the following about the Thracians. They joined the Trojans with their king Rhesus from the Edone people in the Trojan War. The king's chariot was said to have been decorated with gold, and the Thracian horses were whiter than snow and faster than the wind. After the death of every Thracian king, the grave was covered with a huge pile of earth. The mounds were regarded as doors to eternity, where they performed the sacred rituals of the Orphic mysteries. The Thracians used wine in these rituals. Again, Homer mentioned this famous wine on which both armies in the Trojan War relied to strengthen their powers. We have learnt that the Thracians were famous wine producers from the archaeological finds both in Perperikon and in the temples from the Thracian religious complex near Starocel. In this region of Srednagora, close to the town of Panagyurishte, the most perfect evidence of the magnificence of the Thracian civilization has been found. This is the Panagyurishte gold treasure, containing 9 vessels of pure 23-carat gold, decorated with sophisticated embossed mythological scenes and messages. The Thracians used it for drinking wine during their religious rites and other rituals. But it is not unique. There are dozens of archaeological finds from the Thracians, such as Volchitrun, Roguzen and Lednitsa treasures, or the one from the village of Borovo near Rusay. All of them, exhibited in the historical and archaeological museums all over the country, are impressive, with their exquisite craftsmanship praising the inspired human spirit, real and intransient shining symbols of the thousand-year-old Bulgarian land. According to some archaeological data, at the beginning of the 6th century BC, the Thracian treasures amounted to 260 tons of gold objects and coins. Thucydides, the Greek historian from the 5th century, said that the Odrysian kingdom is the largest in terms of state revenues and other resources. In Bulgaria, you can see numerous rich and unique traditions and traditional customs that have reached us from the time of the Thracians. Such are the Kukri masquerade games in the winter. The fire dancing tradition is impressive in summer, dancing on glowing embers, which has a distant Thracian taste. Until today, fire dancing has been touched by mythology, and therefore UNESCO declared it a part of the World Immaterial Cultural Heritage. Despite the existence of dozens of temples, hundreds of mounds and treasures, the history of ancient Thrace still remains mysterious and unfathomable. The Thracians did not leave any written evidence. However, their heroes and myths are still alive, and their artistry shines with the purity of gold. In Bulgaria, a country that is worth discovering, visiting, feeling, and experiencing.
The Varna culture belongs to Neolithic northeastern Bulgaria and southern Romania, dated to around 4400 BC. It is characterized by polychrome pottery and rich cemeteries, including the largest prehistoric cemetery in southeastern Europe. 294 graves have been discovered so far, many containing sophisticated examples of copper and gold metallurgy, pottery, including gold-painted ones, high-quality flint and obsidian blades, beads, and shells, showing that the Varna culture had trade relations with distant lands, displaying a high degree of wealth, including some of the world's oldest gold jewelry, with one of the graves alone containing more gold than has been found in the entire rest of the world for that epoch, including Mesopotamia and Egypt. This period, from 5000 to 4000 BC, is also when the transition to male dominance began in Europe. High-status males were buried with remarkable amounts of gold, holding a symbolic war axe or mace, and wearing a gold penis sheath. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. Please check out my published work on Amazon.com. Kindly share this video if you've enjoyed it. Please subscribe and don't forget to leave a comment. Thanks for watching, and I will see you again soon.